talk to someone who has results in personal and business transformations. Because like myself, I've been, I'm not saying wasted, but I did spend a lot of money on things that did not help me and did not work.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Welcome to our latest episode where we sit down with Andre Hoffman, a leader in the field of personal transformation. Andre specializes in helping business owners and leaders overcome their inner struggles, self-doubt, and negative thoughts. He helps these individuals reclaim their confidence and find peace within through his highly effective Step Into Your Power program and one-on-one transformations. Get ready to be inspired and learn unique ways to improve yourself as we delve into Andre's expertise in helping individuals tap into their true potential purpose. So sit back, relax, and get ready to take your first step towards a powerful and fulfilling life. Andre, thank you so much for taking the time and coming onto the podcast.
Thanks very much. I love hearing you, although from another continent. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Love hearing from you as well. You are an amazing supporter and you've done some really amazing things, especially when we had the conversation a few weeks back. Being the doctor of self, walk us through what enabled you to get that title.
And it took me 30 years to work out my own feeling worthless. And it started out from my childhood when I could not connect to my father. And he's been, I'm not saying negligent, but he was a busy man, full of stress, anger, anxiety, and he hasn't been around much. Probably coping mechanism of the mind. I started to believe that I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy of his love. And I have decided to achieve anything I can to impress him or to win his love. So I become a high achiever. National champion in basketball at age 12 with the team, ice climbing, running marathons, pretty crazy stuff. And of course, it didn't work. My grandpa was, same breed. He was so critical. I remember, it's always, what is the next thing that you're going to do? Never acknowledging, never congratulating. So I basically started to carry their voices in my head. And I thought I was broken, pretty much. Shy, you know, red-faced in social situation. Asking out girls was just almost impossible. And the patterns just started. And for the next 15 years, traveling through 65 countries, soul search, moving to New Zealand, moving to Ireland. Now I'm in Australia, finally. 5 years ago, get committed, because the commitment is needed for these breakthroughs. And I didn't have it. I probably I had about 7, 8 out of 10 commitment.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough. I still had a few excuses to not go kind of one-on-one work with someone who was a mindset specialist. And that has brought me the results. Wow. Dropping all of these negative stories of I'm not good enough, can't do it, I don't deserve it. Working hard, that was a big pattern from Central Europe. I'm coming from Budapest. Generations been working 6-7 days a week. Lack of resources, not enough. That's a big one in Central Europe. And that tends to become not enough money for a lot of people.
That's pretty intense. It's pretty intense right there.
Yes. And the issue is that the mind would not give this up. A subconscious mind runs our lives, and it's so perfect and it's so invisible. Normally I bring this wonderful example of, like, if you have a fish in a fish tank and this fish could talk, you could ask this fish that, what is water? And this poor fish doesn't know anything else but the environment and the water that he's in. And similar ways, we are brought up in certain environments and we install values, attitudes. We even adopt negative emotions of sometimes anger, sadness, fear. And we don't know. We've been carrying it for most of our lives. And why is this happening is fairly simple. We are armed with this wonderful mind, which should or could help us to survive. But for millions of years, it's been designed to keep us safe. And the programming is taking on everything from the environment up to the age of 8 or 10. That's when pretty much personality is formed. Mm. And most people, unaware, unconscious, carry on with that personality for the rest of their lives. I'm talking about 8, 9 out of 10 people.
Yeah.
And become victim of the earlier programming. Because the reason why we do this and the mind works this way is to gain affection, to gain love, to be accepted by mom and dad, whoever is there, to be fed, to be safe, to be housed. And if these people were not, I normally say they were not millionaires, self-actualized, wonderful people, which most cases they were not, then we start to take on their own limiting patterns or whatever has happened at an emotionally intense event, humiliation in front of a class when one could not recite some poem, or an event where someone was not selected into the school team, could become an event which then gets the interpretation of, well, I don't deserve it, or I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, can't do it, I'm unlucky. These are the things that I kind of untangle people from in here. And I have endless examples because I get into people's heads every day.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing on how you got started, why you're called the Doctor of Self-Worth, because not only did you escape out of your own mindset to create a new mindset, you had to literally lift up and move to a different continent to get away, because there are memories that are engraved in the streets and the places that you go to that remind you of all the things that plague our understanding, plague our mindset.
Well, it is a good point. I believe if I had the right person with me, I could have broken through these, let's say, limiting patterns anyway. I didn't know how. I spent over $100,000 on personal development seminars with Anthony Robbins and John DeMartini, the biggest names that you guys have in the US who are teaching personal breakthroughs. And probably, as I said, it's the commitment level, or let's say the pain, was not high enough to be no more excuses, no more exit strategies, no more plan B or C. See, breakthroughs happen through either massive crisis. For me, it was about 6 years ago when, I mean, regularly I was working 12 hours a day and I picked up a side hustle to really break out of the job, 12-hour job.
Yeah.
And bedtime stories have been, I allowed my kids to slap me in the face if I fell asleep. Now, that was regular. So I couldn't even finish a 5-10 minute bedside story. I was just so sad. I just could not handle this. I mean, I said, how did I get here? I become exactly like my dad. I'm not around. I'm working. Anxiety. Angry at myself. And then my wife asked me, maybe we should consider separating because you're not here anyway. So it's not going to make much of a difference.
Right.
That was my turning point. And of course, then it led to even more research and search and rescuing myself with someone was able to open these dark places in my head to unlock me from those limiting ideas.
Yeah. It's very clear on the different things you had to go through to even find a solution. The problem had, I mean, the problem, like you're explaining, was very real. And there's a similar story where my friend, he got separated from his wife after 26 years being married. He moved away to a different state. And to get away from it all, he started walking. Every day he would walk 5, 10, 15 miles. So much so that in 1 year he had walked 1,000 miles.
Wow.
And here's the kicker. He's never been healthier in his entire life. He's like, this is the fittest I've ever been in my entire life. Because he was able to refocus attention on himself, trying to become a better person. I'm not sure what's going on through his, but the problems sometimes become so real and to a brink where there's no turning around. There's only moving forward in separation. I
mean, it's so true what you're saying, because I think it's pretty unfair. Like, you are put on this planet, right? You don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know why you are here. This is all for each of us to kind of work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we carry these, I would say, problems or struggles through life. And then we end up normally recurring certain patterns of behavior and, of course, the results. And I see three stages to personal development or a personal breakthrough, which normally leads to a business breakthrough. I work with business owners, business leaders, is this first stage is this unconscious self, which is carrying the wounds from the past that has been installed. The second stage is best version. That's when the limitation starts to drop away. And number three is life purpose. It's mission. But most people are looking for life purpose or mission from stage one. It's impossible to see.
It's impossible to see it, yeah.
The limitations are taking out the person from the game of life because of every decision they make in business and in life and in relationships are hindered by the patterns that I have just mentioned. The limitations are still there, and the inner voice is attacking the goal, and they even set goals. You may have seen people who go to these events and they set a big goal. Now, what really happens is normally this, that goal amnesia sets in within about 1 or 2 weeks. Same as
goal amnesia, gyms. I like that.
Gyms fill up beginning of the year, and only need to be at the end of January when the numbers are back at their normal level, where people just slowly give up. And that's what happens. The limiting patterns are taking hold of the person's psychology, and they're not able to follow through because the mind wins. It wins, you know, 90%, 95% of life is run by this wonderful mind we call subconscious.
So I totally agree. Yeah. If the subconscious was not in control, we'd probably forget to breathe.
Yes. And kind of expanding on that, my work is having conscious and subconscious, which is normally pointing to two different directions. I could even say they have a different map to life. One is trying to keep one safe. The other one has set these wonderful goals. Well, it creates a war zone in people's heads. And it becomes this getting stuck, no progress, and or running in circles. And it's really painful. I find most people in midlife crisis at age of 30, 40, 50, some of them are at age of 60, 70 I work with, and I'm working through, guess what? Childhood, unresolved trauma.
At age 60, they're working on childhood unresolved trauma.
I find...
Oh, you are, okay.
That is holding them back. They're carrying wounds from the past, dad, mom, whatever happened in the family, and it has not been resolved. And now their life is actually reflecting back those limiting patterns.
Yeah.
That's a good example. The good example I want to share, maybe, that I work with someone in, she said, can't get my business to take off. Then we start to kind of go beyond and below that pattern, and we find out she's taking care of everyone else. That's why the business is not going well. And then she's about 55. And I said, let's find out when you decided to take care of everyone else. And we found ourselves at the age of 4, when she had 2 suicides in the family. Actually, no one was able to take this. The little girl decided, well, I need to step up here and lead and take care of others. And imagine this. This woman has led her whole life through this pattern. So she attracted someone who was mentally unstable, a husband, 2 children. One had psychological problems. The other one was quadriplegic. Her whole life math was set up to live the idea, because it was an idea in the beginning, or a decision to take care of everyone else. And then she shows up, age 55, my business is not going well. So we released this. And 2 years after, the 7-day, 24-hour care for her daughter, the quadriplegic daughter, moves out of the house. How can that be? Then the son came to see me for a few sessions, and he's now amazing. He's not anxious anymore to take phone calls. He's working in sales. He stepped up. He started his own business. Now she has all this space to work through the business and really step out and lead and shine.
Wow. That is really powerful story, because I'm getting shivers just thinking about it, because I feel like I'm in a similar space, but everybody's got their own challenges and figuring out how to get out of our own ways. And that's where you're helping people with. Andre, this has been so much fun. Not just fun, but it's been revealing, right? We hold on to things in our minds that we are unconscious about, so in the subconscious, that is then dictating what we do. Now, it was interesting how you mentioned how a lot of times we don't know what the purpose is in our lives. People are, you know, at age 30, 40, 50, they're like, okay, what do I do? Why am I even here? Being somebody who's religious, I've found that in our books and in the Quran, it says, the only reason we are on this planet is to worship God. Now, there's many different ways that we worship God, not just by praying, but also by being an honest human being, helping each other, or being an honest human being, working to support your own family, that in its way is also worshiping. So it's a very beautiful thing when I discovered that. I'm like, okay, no matter what I do, if my heart's in the right place, I'm providing a service, I am worshiping God. So just wanted to throw it out there.
That's really profound. And if I could add, the way I see life or religion, I studied a lot because I was on this soul search for 25 mm-hmm. years, was that my belief is that a tiny piece of God, that spark, is in every one of us.
Yeah.
And my job, I believe, is to unlock that part of a person who is then able to really serve,
mm-hmm.
but not from lack, not from limiting patterns, but from finding that what they are best at or most talented to really serve people, businesses, environment, and make positive change in the planet. And I think that's what I hope some religions plant the seeds for people to overcome, override whatever they are carrying, and then soar or play like children and restore themselves to just flow through life.
Yes.
And that's my clients getting at most of these sessions, to set free.
To set free and be yourself. I love that. Thank you.
Inner freedom.
Their inner freedom. Yes, exactly. And there's so many movies that have been created to display that. It's just marvelous. I love that. So we talked about your origin story, where you got started, why you're called the Doctor of Self-Worth, what kept you motivated in helping others find that inner freedom. After the break, Andre is going to share 3 hacks to take away. So we'll be right back.
I'm Junaid Ahmed, host of Hacks and Hobbies podcast and a digital presence advisor at HumbleZone. This episode is brought to you by Home Studio Mastery. I launched a consultation and course program to help podcasters and course creators to create a space in their homes that'll reduce the friction of creating content and appearing their best when showing up on camera. The pandemic gave us a lot of issues, but this one is here to stay. We're now so much closer to our audience thanks to video becoming more popular and affordable. I help guide folks who want to create Hollywood-worthy studios to not only capture great content, but also build more confidence, more authority, and be more comfortable in front of the camera. If I can do it, you can too. And with my help, you can do it faster. So if you'd like to learn more, visit homestudiomastery.com and how you too can create a home studio that brings out your personality, professionalism, and possibilities.
Hey guys, welcome back. We've been talking with Andre Hoffman. Really amazing conversation. We're talking about your self-worth and how he's the Doctor of Self-Worth, where he was able to break free of all the things that were holding him back. So he's got 3 hacks to take away that's going to help you break free from anything that you might not even realize that's holding you back. So Andre, take it away.
Such a good point, because that's what my clients normally realize. So one would be creating awareness, because that's the first step to change. I would suggest you writing out on a notepad all of these negative stories in your head, or whatever is the inner voice telling you, probably someone else's voice in your head, and you may think it's yours, and keep journaling. So at least you know what's in the way of an amazing life. A second would be is to talk to someone who has results in personal and business transformations. Because like myself, I've been, I'm not saying wasted, but I did spend a lot of money on things that did not helped me and did not work. And the third one is to believe that change is possible, and it wouldn't take you, you know, ages to drop the limiting programming, because there is amazing research and strategies and techniques out there to help you on your journey. And of course, if you decide to kind of look at my pages and follow my content that I share every day, there's a lot of free content that I've got, well, book me in a 45-minute session and I get to the root of challenges fairly fast. And nice. I'm all in for that because I love these conversations. That's what I love doing. I could not find any higher expression of myself so far.
Yeah. I love that, Andre. Thank you so much for sharing. We'll be sure to include all the links in the show notes so that you can connect directly with Andre, book a call with him, and find out what's holding you back. All right. Now we come to the point where I like to ask these questions to all my guests. These are six questions that help me and help the audience find out what Andre is all about. So number one, what is the one hobby that you wish you got into?
I haven't got one because I have pretty much done everything I could because I lived my life out of, I need to tackle my fears. And it may be a good point for you as well. If you have resistance toward things, then jump in because you will learn the inner voices in your head. So probably I would be traveling more, but that's happening in March. It's already been scheduled.
Nice. So you've done every single thing because you were so driven and you wanted to basically get that approval from your parent, from your dad.
Yes, I did a lot of things, but then later I realized that I need to face my fears. So my strategy for about 5 or 6 years in my life was, okay, what is the next thing that I have fear to do or I'm fearful of? And I jumped in. It's uncomfortable, but it expands that comfort zone.
I love that.
Has new results for you.
No, that's mind blowing. That I hadn't think of it from that perspective. That makes a lot of sense. A lot of times we're thinking, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but then you basically hold yourself back because you don't know what's on the end of that tunnel.
And normally, that's where the breakthroughs are. Remember,
that's
the
right.
Mind. The mind's sole purpose is to keep you safe.
Keep you safe.
And that will never lead you to the results that you've consciously set to achieve. It's another agenda.
Man, I love that. That's so powerful. Our next question. What did you want to be when you were a child?
Oh, well, I wanted to travel the world. And I did travel about 3 or 4 countries.
Wow.
With a backpack. And that was an amazing experience. And it was part of my soul search, my self-discovery journey. And I've learned a lot about how triggered I was in certain situations in Africa and places where my values being crossed. And I had to reflect to realize that I have a problem here. No one else has issues with whatever is going on. So it helped me a lot. And I wanted to drive long trucks that I've seen, road trains running in Australia. And I live now in Australia and I did drive
those lorries.
Trains.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. Wow. All right. Next question. What is your favorite movie or TV show?
One of my favorite movies is what a good question. I think Inception with Matt Damon. Because
Matt Damon's
that movie is about the subconscious mind. It is about
Leonardo DiCaprio and is Matt Damon also in there?
I think yes. When I
think so.
That's the best explanation of how one plant, how one seed planted into the mind becomes a life or a limitation of a life. And how powerful the mind is when, see, the process is this: planting seed or an idea that becomes a decision when there are certain experiences coming because we have filters on. Then it becomes a congruent belief, and we've created a limitation, and we carry it without knowing that we are blocking out opportunity outside of the frame.
Yeah.
See, the tricky one is this: 99% of what's in front of you right now, Junaid, you don't see. You only pick up 1% of reality, and we think we know what's going on. We don't.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. I love that. Kind of like teetering on existential right there.
And I need to, because see, the nature of the mind is that if you want new results, then we really need to change the filter for you to see a different
1%. And we do that all the time.
The 1% that shows you that you're abundant, you're a genius, and you're wanted, and your business will going to take off.
Oh my God. That in itself is such a awesome example, especially when we're searching on Amazon. We change the filter and it gives us a new result. Look at that.
Mm.
Love it. All right, next question. What movie would you choose if you got to play a character in it?
Maybe Forrest Gump.
Oh.
It always resonated, that journey of coming from limitation.
Mm.
Although it was, it was a mental limitation there as well. But I think journey of life should be unfolding, allowing ourselves to go into the next thing. You look at people, I see 9 out of them hanging to their jobs and hanging to their house. Well, the bad news is that you can't take it with you. So
if
you have certain time allowed, then why not put the best things into it, right?
Yeah. That's so powerful. I love it. Well, here's the next couple of questions. Who is your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero? Well, maybe Superman.
Superman.
Able, confident,
and humble.
Hmm. We all have it in us.
Yeah.
Just need to free up that energy or that part of ourselves.
Yeah.
That,
me too.
That what I call that God, the spirit. She's coming from energy, fun, love, playfulness. That's what who we are. We've always been. Most people have forgotten.
To what it is to be playful, yeah. And that's why I focus on the hobbies, because they enable you to think creatively, to open up that mind, because otherwise we're constantly in defense mode. Throughout our lives, we're in defense mode. Just like I said, our brain is trying to keep us safe. The only way you get out of defense mode is when you start playing.
Such well worded. Yes, you got it.
Awesome. All right, next and last question. If you were a board game, what would it be?
Maybe chess.
Strategy.
Facing the next challenges of the game. And I would use chess to unlock my next level of leadership. So what if life is a game? What if life is about finding self, I call best version, to then unlock a new level of leadership in every area of life to really live an amazing life and maybe have a business that is supporting a wonderful life.
Man, I love that. Andre, this was a ton of fun talking with you. Thank you so much for your time and energy and wisdom shared with us. Where can my audience, my superpreneurs, find you?
Well, I've got pages on most social medias, Doctor of Self-Worth. That's where you find me. There's a page that I'm just rebranding, the doctorofselfworth.com. I've got a free book there as well to support your journey of finding authentic self-worth. It's free to download. I have a YouTube channel. It's called Step Into Your Power with the Doctor of Self-Worth. And I share a lot of content for free. Also, I'm guessing somewhere around this video, you will be able to find my details, my email.
And absolutely. Of course, so on the show notes, we'll link all of the links. So the show notes of the episode will have all the links on how you can connect with the Doctor of Self-Worth.
Well, amazing. I don't really separate my private life to my business, so I love these conversations.
Thank you so much again.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We spoke with Andre Hoffman, the Doctor of Self-Worth. If you enjoyed this episode, please reach out and connect with the Doctor of Self-Worth, Andre Hoffman, through his pages and tell him where you heard this episode. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode on Hacks and Hobbies. We absolutely appreciate your contribution. You can find additional notes on hacksandhobbies.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and tell them what you learned about our guest today.